Hello, everybody. Welcome to the March 31st, 2020 edition of the DiscusGuy.com podcast. This is going to be the first of many podcasts where we talk about discus fish and everything related to discus fish for all you discus fanatics out there. So today's podcast is going to talk about who is DiscusGuy.com. Over the past couple of years, there's been a lot of talk and advertising online about DiscusGuy.com, but today we're going to talk about DiscusGuy.com, who's behind the scenes, how it all got started, and this will be the first of many. This is my first time doing a podcast, so bear with me as this is fairly new, so it won't be perfect from the start, but we'll get better as we go along. So let's get started. My name is Robert Peretta, and I am the owner and founder of DiscusGuy.com. I'm actually located in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey, and I've been a discus fanatic for over 35 years. I first started with aquariums in the first grade, actually. My parents' next-door neighbor was actually relocating out of state and had a 55-gallon fish tank he was looking to sell. I saw it outside his house one day during a yard sale, so I had asked my parents, hey, can we go take a look at this? And one thing led to the next, and my parents had purchased this 55-gallon aquarium that we went ahead and set up my parents' basement and started messing around with cheap, inexpensive fish that you could pick up at your local pet stores, like guppies, swordtails, platies, things like that. And that's kind of where I got hooked from that day on ever since. I've been involved with aquariums. I've had many, many, many aquariums since, and I continue to this day to have many aquariums and specialize now in breeding discus fish. I am one of the largest distributors of discus fish in the USA. I have a lot of close relations with many of the top discus fish breeders, not only within the United States, but worldwide. So in addition to breeding and selling my own fish, I also get fish from breeders throughout the world. So we're importers and exporters of discus fish. So how did DiscusGuy.com start? So back about 10 years ago, I was really into discus fish, started breeding discus fish, and obviously when you finally get the down to a science correctly, you have a lot of discus fry to deal with, and I only had a limited amount of space at the time. I only had like about a 45-gallon fish tank with a breeding pair that I had purchased online. So I had all these fish. After many years and attempts of trial and error trying to breed discus, I finally got it right. I actually had many fry to deal with, over 70 to be exact, and very difficult to keep 70 fry and a breeding pair in a 40-45-gallon tank. So I'm like, oh man, I better find what to do with all these fry. So basically at the time, I put an ad on Craigslist and said, hey, discus fry for sale. Thinking, maybe I get one or two people interested locally. Next thing I know, my email was getting hammered with people within the local area that were interested in discus fish and wanted to come by. Make a long story short, within 2 days, I was able to get rid of all 70 of the discus fry that I had, and I made some decent money doing that, and I'm like, wow, this is not a bad gig. Let me, replicate the process and do it again, and that's what I started doing. And I did that for about 2.5-3 years when repeat customers kept contacting me saying, hey, do you have a website that we could just like order fish from? Maybe you could ship them to us. And I'm like, I don't have a website yet, but eventually I will. So then that's how DiscusGuy.com website came about, created the website. And that was the first challenge. Now that I had the breeding part down, I had all these connections in place that I've made over time with different online groups as well as different trade shows about fish. So I had a lot of reputable breeders that I've been in contact with, suppliers. I'm like, all right, great. So I have the business model in place, but right now I could only serve the local people that want to come and buy discus fish that could drive to my house to pick them up. I'm like, this model is not too scalable, so I have to figure out how to be able to ship discus fish in the mail through UPS or FedEx and get them to survive. So I did a lot of research. I would say it took about a year doing research on the proper ways to ship fish. Again, through trial and error, I was actually shipping fish overnight delivery to my parents' house, which live about an hour away, just to see if I could get it right and get them to survive. And after a year of doing research and trial and error between my parents' house and my sister's house, shipping fish to them overnight delivery and then picking them up the next day at their houses, I finally got it right, and I came up with my own way of shipping fish, and they arrive alive, and I can offer a live arrival guarantee. Therefore, any fish you buy from us through discusguy.com, we offer a live arrival guarantee, meaning that we guarantee those fish will arrive alive, overnight delivery. If not, we either could send you a refund for the price of the fish or give you a credit towards a future order. Now, the deal is, if any fish arrive dead on arrival, you must send us a picture of the dead fish in the unopened bags within 1 hour of delivery. That way we could issue a refund for the price of the fish or a credit towards your next order. Unfortunately, shipping is non-refundable no matter where you buy fish online. So we can't offer a refund on shipping, but we could definitely give you a refund on the price of the fish. There's a lot of topics revolving discus fish. I get tons of questions on a daily basis through my website asking different things. I also have, through my website, you're able to chat with me directly through WhatsApp. You could actually send us a message, and it comes directly to my cell phone, and I respond pretty quickly. So if you have any questions, feel free to respond at any time through WhatsApp. You could reach out to me and I'll respond pretty quickly, or you could email us right through the contact us form on discusguy.com website. So a little bit more about discusguy.com. This is actually a hobby of mine gone wild, so I do this as a hobby. I do have a full-time job. This is not my full-time job, but it does, you know, being that it's my hobby, I enjoy doing it. So I have a regular full-time job during the day. And then at nighttime, I try to respond to all the emails, do website updates, do post blogs, and now we're doing podcast as well. So if you guys have any questions about anything, any problems you're having with your fish, feel free to shoot us an email or send us a WhatsApp message. We'll respond as soon as possible. So the purpose of discusguy.com and the purpose behind what I'm doing is not only do I have a passion for the hobby, I want to teach others that have that same passion in the hobby and how to be successful with their discus fish keeping. And I want to offer unlimited amount of advice and resources for all those people in discus fish hobby. Now, one thing that sets discusguy.com apart from other online discus fish sellers, a couple things. First of all, we will be the quickest to respond to any emails that you send to us. I mean, considering the current lockdown situation we have here in New Jersey due to the COVID-19 virus, may take a little longer than usual, but we will respond to you usually within 24 to 48 hours for an email. Now, if you send us a WhatsApp message, we could respond usually within an hour or two, depending if it's normal, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., sometimes even later. But we are the only people that sell discus fish online that could get in contact any time of the day or night, basically. That's why we advertise we're open 24 hours a day. We don't have an actual storefront where we sell fish from. I currently sell fish out of my house, and I do have a shipping partner that actually ships orders for me as well. I also ship orders myself, usually early in the morning before I go to work, so any orders I get from the day before, you know, we make sure we process them every night. And one big distinction with us and any other fish seller you'll see online, we quarantine every order we receive at least 4 to 5 days before we ship them out. Meaning, let's say you place an order on Monday morning. On Monday night, we start to process that order. And let's say you ordered 5 different fish. We get those 5 different fish. We put them together in one tank together for a few days to see how they react, because they've never been together. We keep every type of fish separated like a pet store. So now what happens over the next 4 or 5 days, discus fish could be very territorial. So they may fight, they may bully one another, but we want that to happen while they're here with us, because we want to send you perfect fish that are not fighting, so you don't have to deal with it. All you do is you acclimate your fish, drop them in your tank, and you're good to go. You don't have to worry 5, 6 days from now, when they're no longer under warranty, that they start fighting and kill each other. If they kill each other, they'll kill each other here. Well, I have them in my possession, no loss to you. So we do that. We're the only online fish seller that does that. So that's definitely an upper hand for us. Another big thing for us, a lot of fish sellers online sell discus fish at top dollar. Well, we do have the option to do that if we wanted to, but we try not to do that because we want to give everyone the opportunity that's interested in discus fish to be able to afford these discus fish. So you'll see our prices are one of the most competitive out there. Yes, we do have other competitors that sell discus fish online that are cheaper than ours. However, take caution. A lot of these online fish sellers selling fish very cheap. If it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. A lot of those fish have a lot of parasites and bacteria and things like that. So as soon as you put them in your tank, they're going to infect your other fish that you already have, and they will kill every one of your fish. So yes, you pay cheaper for the fish through other online sellers of discus fish, but in the long run, you're going to end up spending more because they're going to kill all your fish. So we're not the highest price point, we're not the lowest price point, but I can tell you we have the best customer service and the best quality discus fish you will get. You know, no strings attached with us. And we're not looking for a one-time sale like these cheap online discus competitors of ours. We're looking for a long-term relationship. We want to be your one-stop shop for everything discus, kind of like when you're sick and you call, you have your primary care physician. We want to be the primary care physician for your discus fish. So if you have any questions, any concerns, you're looking to buy more discus fish, you just need some advice, you drop us a line. We don't charge anything for advice. We want to be your partners in this hobby. So we're here for the long run. So this is, like I said earlier on, this is the first of many podcasts we're going to have. Today was just a quick introduction. Again, pardon me if this podcast is not perfect, but, you know, we have to get used to this whole new setup here. We're going to be, our goal is to post a new podcast episode every Tuesday, so please make sure to check back on our website, discusguy.com, for every Tuesday for a new episode where every podcast will discuss a different topic related to discus fish. Again, if you have any questions or anything regarding discus fish, please feel free to email us or contact us again through WhatsApp. We look forward to working with you, having you as a customer, providing you with all the advice possible. Even if you're just starting out with discus fish, reach out to us. We can give you all the advice needed. There's a lot of conflicting information online that you'll see. There's a lot of websites that claim to be specialty discus websites, but they're either fraudulent websites or they're just a bunch of people that are new to the discus hobby giving their own personal advice. So at the end of the day, you have a bunch of basically data that's not good. So I've been in fish keeping and discus keeping now for over 35 years. So all the information I'll give you is based on my personal experience of what worked and what hasn't. So I could try to help you sort through all this confusion that you may have after reading things online. So hopefully make everyone's hobby more enjoyable, less frustrating, and things like, perfect example, discus fish require 100% water change on a daily basis. That is absolutely untrue. Now, if you own the water company and have a lot of time in your hands and you want to do 100% water change every day, yeah, it's up to you. I wouldn't recommend it. Discus fish do not like change, so that is not a good thing to do. But a lot of these websites online say you need to do 100% water change every day. But these are things that I'm here to help you weed through all this fake discus news that's out there. Once again, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's introduction. Tune in next Tuesday for the next episode of DiscusGuy.com podcast. We'll be talking about details about different things related to discus fish. Feel free to visit us at https://discusguy.com, and we look forward to working with you soon. Thank you. Again, my name is Robert Peretta, owner and founder of DiscusGuy.com, and we look forward to working with you soon. Thank you.